This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reiberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Do you know that while antioxidants are good for you, they can also work against you, depending on how you consume them? Do you know that not all antioxidants are created equal, and that too much of anything, including antioxidants, may become problematic? Interesting topic today. Hello, my name is Carol Reiberger. I'm a medical intuitive. For those of you who are new to the show, all of you who know me, hi, this is Carol. Today's show is going to be on antioxidants, and throughout the show, what I'm going to be doing is talking about how these wonderful healing flavonoids are designed to help prevent free radicals from actually wreaking havoc with our body's cells, but also if they're not consumed in a way that the body's able to really use them, then what they can do is they can become problematic. And that's one of the things that I'm going to be talking about today, is some of the myths that are around antioxidants. And one of the reasons that they can become problematic is that we have so many manufacturers that are adding them to the food. And but what is happening is they're adding them to their food and their food products. But what's happening is that the products themselves are very, very high in processed food, wheats and gluten and different products, and then also very high in sugar. In fact, there's actually two recent lawsuits that are challenging many of the food manufacturers whose products label that they boast about their products are high in antioxidants and that eating them is going to actually improve the health. Well, that may be true in the sense that we get antioxidants, but when we start adding those antioxidants to foods that are highly processed or high in sugar, or who that have also a lot of preservatives in them, the antioxidants really don't do anything to be able to help the body. In fact, the reaction in the body can be sometimes even adverse from the standpoint that those antioxidants actually can create free radicals, which create more antioxidants, which then try to fix the free radicals and the antioxidants. So it's quite a controversial situation. So I thought it would be a great topic to just go ahead and tackle and to bring some awareness around antioxidants, and then also to really debunk some of the myths that are going on out there. In addition to talking about today's topic, I am going to be sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. So if you have a question for me about your health, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good for U.S. and Canadian callers, also international callers. Dial the same number, 877-230-3062. And we don't necessarily just have to talk about your health. I did an event the other night, and I actually had some people say, you know, Carol, I don't have a health question for you. And I said, well, that's great. Then what question do you have? So really, intuition, while I focus a lot of my intuition, medical intuition, I can actually answer questions other than, hey, what are you going to be when you grow up? Haven't figured that one out myself. And besides that, I'm not sure that we're ever really truly designed to grow up. So please give me a call, 877-230-3062. And I look forward to talking to you and sharing my intuition and my medical intuition as well. I also want to let you know that I just posted my new reading schedule. I'm actually booking readings for May right now. I always work a month in advance. So if you've been thinking about wanting a medical intuitive reading or tapping in again to the intuition, you can go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Just put the cursor on the tab at the top of the homepage on readings and then click on personal readings. And what you'll do is it provides a lot of information about readings, about the information that I'll be able to cover, the types of questions that you can ask. Also, all readings are recorded, so you can have those on your computer, your iPad, or your iPhone in order to be able to listen to it over and over again. The readings tend to flow very, very quickly. A lot of information comes forward. So I always do record them, and then I send them to you electronically, so then again, it's easier for you to download them as an MP3 format. All readings are done over the phone. They're done on a first-come, first-served basis. They do tend to go very, very quickly. So if it's something that you've been considering, please check it out. And if it's something that you would like to book a reading, all readings are booked online. So just click on Book Now, and it'll walk you through the process. And I've had people say to me, how do you do this, Carol, over the phone? Because all the readings are done via the phone. And intuition and the energy that I tap into really has absolutely no limitations as far as how I'm able to work with it. And other intuitives will tell you the same thing. In fact, just the other day I did a reading from Dubai, New York, and even China. So, again, it just energy is energy, and it has no limitations at all other than if you're confused, I become confused. So the more clear that you are, the better that I am. So again, please check out the readings at www.ritberger.com. Okay, well, let's jump into the topic today, which is antioxidants. And let's do a little antioxidant 101. Antioxidants are molecules which actually inhibit the oxidation of other molecules. They're substances that are designed to block the action of free radicals. And free radicals are the unstable chemical fragments that occur in that process of oxidation. And what they do is those unstable chemical fragments actually weaken the immune system and then really wreak havoc on the healthy body's components, which is primarily the cells. This damage over the course of time with the increase of free radicals, this damage over the course of time can actually cause the cells to grow abnormally and reproduce abnormally, causing dangerous chain reactions. And we see this a lot in the buildup of free radicals when we're dealing with cancer, where the cells themselves become weakened. They become abnormal in their activities. Their life cycle may shorten as a result of it. And then the cells become weak and vulnerable to the free radicals. And then as a result, they basically start to multiply in an unhealthy way. So when we look at cancer and we look at the tumors in particular, what we find is we produce cancer cells every day in the human body. And those cancer cells basically have a shorter life cycle. They have different requirements as far as what they need in order to remain healthy. One of those requirements is that it actually they need to have oxygen in order to be able to bind to the glucose and work with the glucose so they get fed. But when we have a decrease in antioxidants as a result of weakened immune system, then what those cells do is they get really become kind of the slave of free radicals. So when we really look at antioxidants, we really just look at them as those sources of good health that basically are going to inhibit that oxidation of those other molecules that are unhealthy. And even those molecules can be tied to cancer cells itself. Now, what occurs is in time, the damage to the cells actually play a significant role in increasing some of the chronic conditions. I mentioned cancer, but also diabetes and also cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and it can even affect the eyes and create such eye diseases such as cataracts or even the age-related macular degeneration. So you can see the importance to be able to have antioxidants in the body to be able to do what they need, and that's to basically overpower or to neutralize through the antioxidation process, as antioxidant means, is that it goes in and it changes the it inhibits the opportunity for other molecules to oxidize. So when we're looking at that, and we look at antioxidants and the decrease in them, and as we age, the human body actually needs more antioxidants, but it really needs to have the antioxidants in a way that is going to allow the body to remain healthy. So a major ager of the human body is the oxidation of the cells, but specifically the part of the cell called the mitochondria. And these are really what I call our little energy factories, because they are what keeps the cells healthy and keeps the body running smoothly. We actually have their energy burning little strands that we find in the cells, and actually there are hundreds of mitochondria per cell, and also there are strands of mitochondria DNA that works with the cell and the DNA to be able to keep the body as healthy as it needs to. And so the mitochondria of the cell's job is to basically convert nutrients from the foods that we eat into energy, so the body's going to have enough energy to perform all the functions it needs. They are really the fundamental driver of metabolism. However, the problem is that when mitochondria turn our food into energy, they also produce free radicals, these molecules that can cause dangerous toxin buildup, and that toxin buildup in the human body can surface in part as inflammation. And with this dangerous inflammation in the mitochondria themselves, as well as in the cell itself, what they do is they create a spillover. And that spillover is referred to as free radical inflammation. And that affects the cell's ability to remain healthy and provide the energy that is needed. So what I'd like to do is kind of give you a picture of what this looks like. And really, when we're looking at the mitochondria itself and the relationship to antioxidants and free radicals, is that we really have to look at the mitochondria as kind of our biological backbone. And what that means is they provide the power to our body, or what I'm going to call a metaphorical city. Without them, we're not going to have any lights, we're not going to have any heat, and we're not going to have any ability to be able to have the energy to run what's needed. Most of all, we're not going to have any fun. But any power plant that is lax on the precautions needed to run it the way that it needs, then what it does is it allows that factory, that city, that to then start the factory spewing toxins in the city to become vulnerable to it. And then what we do is we have the pollution of the city itself. And just like other older factories in the mitochondria, as the mitochondria age, they tend to put more industrial waste into the environment, which in this case is the human body. And so we need more antioxidant regulators to be able to clean up the mess. Without that ability, then what happens is the mitochondria start to actually dissipate in not only their ability to keep the body running as smoothly as it needs to, but also to be able to keep those factories running the way that they need to. And then what they do is they create this inflammatory reaction, the free radical buildup. And what that does is it travels through the circulatory system. And they actually look like a maze. When we start looking at the mitochondria in the cell, we're actually looking at a maze with a lot of little jagged edges on the mitochondria. And then they're very hardy unless they start getting impacted by this free radical buildup, these free radical pollutants and the toxins that's created in the body. And then what happens is the mitochondria starts losing not only their shape and those little sharp edges, but they lose their ability to be able to protect the human body the way it needs. And the first and foremost area that they impact is, of course, the immune system. And when the immune system becomes impaired or weakened in any way, then the body's natural defenses aren't able to protect it from any kind of anomaly, whether it's cell anomaly or it's a virus or a bacteria. Some of the other factors that actually increase the production of free radicals, because not only does the activity of the mitochondria create this output of free radicals, but even when we exercise, we're actually, the cells, because they're working harder, they're actually, the mitochondria are burning the energy faster the way it needs to, it's going to increase the production of the free radicals. Some of the other things that basically come in and impact it as well is it impacts cigarette smoking, alcohol consumption. And when I'm talking about alcohol consumption, I'm really not talking about the alcohol consumption that's associated with a glass of red wine a night with dinner, because we know scientifically that that is going to be able to help the body tremendously in being able to fight the different free radical process. But cigarette smoking actually creates its own toxin buildup, creates its own free radical activity. And one of the things that it does, of course, is it cuts down on the oxygenation of the that's available to the body itself. So when we go in and we look at alcohol consumption, what we're talking about is we're talking about the excessive alcohol consumption. And excessive means 3 to 4 glasses of maybe a distilled liquor a night, or even a bottle of wine a night, because what those things do is they also increase the free radicals. Also, exposure to sunlight. Now, this is kind of a double-edged sword in looking at the exposure to sunlight, because in that exposure to sunlight, on one hand, sunlight and it, how it impacts the skin produces a vitamin D3 that is needed to be part of the dynamics of the absorption of calcium itself. So we do need to have some exposure to sunlight. So the best thing is, of course, in the morning, before the sun gets, you know, in that top position and we start getting the heat associated with it, and the rays, in fact, are actually more intense. So what we need is we need some of the sun rays itself, but in the sunlight for that vitamin D3. In fact, that's one of the best ways that we can actually get vitamin D3, and especially when we get into the aging process, because that is a way that our body is designed to create the vitamin D3. And sometimes as we age, taking the vitamin D3 in a supplement form while still working doesn't get assimilated as much as it should. So I always recommend that exposure to sunlight. And what I mean by this is, I mean literally no sunscreen. I know a lot of dermatologists are going to probably cringe when I'm saying this, but what I'm saying is in the morning, 10 to 15 minutes is all that you need. As we age, then we can add the supplement of the vitamin D3, but the human body is really designed for that natural production, excuse me, to be able to assist in the absorption and usage of calcium by getting it from sunlight. And one of the things that we're really finding that's impacting over a long-term period of time and actually is increasing the aging process is the exposure to environmental contaminants, number one being pesticides. So that's one of the reasons that I suggest that what you do is that you eat as organic as possible. Be very aware of the type of pesticides that are actually being consumed. We're beginning to see some things if we want to see the impact of pesticides. And again, I'm not one for scare tactics, but if we do want to see the impact of pesticides, one of the things that we can do is to see this dramatic decrease of what's happening in the honeybee population itself. So be mindful of what you put in your mouth, and then also to understand that everything that goes in your mouth or goes on your skin is going to end up in the liver. And the liver is our waste management plant. And the more we can keep that waste management plant and that immune system healthy, then the healthier the body is going to be for a longer period of time. So again, being careful about what you do. The most plentiful common foods that are in the form of antioxidants are actually found in fruits, vegetables, grains, cereals, eggs, meat, legumes, also seeds and nuts. I'm going to be talking about that more in the next segment and actually giving you a laundry list of the things that research has shown is very high in antioxidants in a way that your body will be able to work with them, be able to absorb them. They're close to nature. As a result, the body's being able to use them. And I'm going to be talking about some of the things with supplementation as far as getting antioxidants. The best thing to do is, of course, always is close to nature. So talking about that, and then I'm going to talk about some of the myths. But I'd like to jump on, and I'd like to go ahead and take Pat. Hi, Pat, line one. How are you, hon? Hi, Pat.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, it's crazy.
Hi there, honey. Well, hey. There we are. I thought maybe you were just playing me a tune or a ditty there.
Oh, my goodness. I got disconnected twice. Oh, crazy. Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
My therapist, who you know is wonderful, has given me permission to ask. He's been diagnosed with something. Unfortunately, he couldn't remember the name yesterday when I met with him, but he gave me permission to see if I could find alternative something for him. And it may be literally what you're talking about today. He has had, they thought he had rheumatoid arthritis in his knees. It then went to his jaw. And now he's lost his voice somewhat. And they want him on prednisone for 2 years.
Okay. Prednisone is one of those double-edged sword medications. And I am not, as you know, Pat, I'm not anti-medicine. And what I'm picking up in him is that his immune system has kind of short-circuited. Mm-hmm. And what the things that you mentioned certainly support that. But because it feels like it's short-circuited and it feels like it's creating this acute, and that's what it feels like, meaning that it's not necessarily chronic yet, but this acute reaction, I am going to first and foremost say I think that prednisone would be something that would be worthwhile to get his immune system back into balance, working with other things. The two-year process, that's kind of a doctor's approach, is that what you get on it, you need to have it for that time. I don't believe that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to, my concern is, sweetie, because I've got such inflammation as I'm picking up via you through him, mm-hmm. I've got so much inflammation, and it's impacting so many kind of random parts of the body, that what I have is we need to find some way to quell that inflammation as quickly as possible. And I really don't think that over-the-counter anti-inflammatories are going to give him what he needs. So if he would be open to finding out a little bit more about the prednisone, talking about, you know, how long, taking it in maybe three-month segments and then seeing where it is, mm-hmm. And then my sense is that he will be able to get off of it. This actually feels like it was triggered by something. That's why I keep picking up path that's acute. I'm not picking up that this is a chronic immune mm-hmm. system issue. I'm not picking up that it's a Lyme disease impact or anything. It feels like it's acute.
Okay.
And then one of the things is that the primary area that prednisone impacts the most and that struggles the most, very honestly, and as I see it as a medical intuitive, is the liver. So if he decides to do this, and my sense is his body's going to drive him to have to step outside of just doing it alternative, is should he decide to do that, we've got to keep that liver as healthy, happy as possible. And antioxidants are certainly one way to do that. And to look at changing the diet, getting rid of the things that we know increase the free radicals. We know that gluten, most bodies are able to deal with it, but when the immune system gets compromised, going on a gluten-free diet is one of the most common sense ways to be able to approach it, just because of the way that the gluten requires the pancreas to be able to bind with insulin, the oxidation, the thyroid, a whole bunch of different things. So we want to keep that liver healthy, and what we want to do is we want to do antioxidants. We want to look at the diet, get rid of gluten, look at things that can be done maybe from flower essence. Homeopathy works very, very well with this. But what it feels like is it just feels like his immune system just suddenly short-circuited. Is this something, since you've been working with him, is this something that just happened?
Yes, it did, and he has a history. He had an appendicitis, and it was diagnosed immediately as he entered the hospital and then misdiagnosed, and it burst, and he was in a coma for a long time.
Uh-huh.
He's had hepatitis. He doesn't know how he got that. So he's worked with his liver, and I imagine his liver is maybe weak.
Yeah.
And he's had surgery, so he was wondering if any of those things had anything to do with this.
Yes. Well, of course, the hepatitis will. Hepatitis doesn't always mean the end to the liver, even with hepatitis C. But what it does is it really taxes the liver to function as optimally as it's designed to do. So in working with it, we have to always be mindful of the activities of the liver and being able to keep it as clean as possible. And the liver loves rainbow foods. First and foremost, the liver loves greens. And
okay.
Then the second is it loves reds. And if we just even dealt with the liver with those two areas in the rainbow diet and looked at those things, those would be very healthy. And the foods that we would eat that are those greens and reds are high in antioxidant.
Okay.
Antioxidants. But I pick up that there's something that just triggered this. And I'm not picking up that it was the surgery. I don't know why. It's almost...
No, all those were in the past.
Yeah. I just keep trying to circle this wagon. And, you know, it almost feels like it's got some Lyme disease energy in it, but it doesn't. What I'm doing, sweetie, is I'm actually processing and using you to touch him because
that's
he gave
fine.
Permission. So this was actually triggered 6 weeks ago.
Okay, that's about right.
And so if he could spend a little time of what he was doing, did he get a spider bite? Did he scratch his hand? Did he cut himself where it was an open wound? Did he, that's what I'm picking up, is that something happened that caused this acute reaction, and his body has been, you know, working and doing what it needs to keep him healthy, but this just threw his immune system into an inflammation reaction that just caused this kind of chemical chain reaction, this avalanche.
Mm.
And the fact that the doctor was looking at rheumatoid arthritis or looking at any kind of arthritis lets me know that we have not only the immune system actively engaged, but we probably have some activity in his liver enzymes. And just bluntly said, prednisone, while we may not like it, would help him in this case.
Great.
He doesn't need it for a long time, but it would give his immune system the support it needs to be able to stop this inflammation and to stop this kind of train wreck that feels like it's just kind of waiting to happen. Honestly, that's how it feels.
He's going to be so pleased with this information.
Yep.
And
so anyway, and you sound so much better.
You know, I just wanted to say, could you just give me some feedback, Rick? I have been in the worst ever, hardest ever. I could cry right now. But I think I'm okay. But I'm shattered. I'm just shattered, and I hope this is the worst point where I am now. You know, just he's helping me see.
Yep, absolutely. So what you're doing, sweetie, is, because we know, as we've been talking over the radio and the different things, we know that this is emotional release work. And where you are, what's causing you to probably feel like it's the worst place, you're down in the rock bottom of sadness. You know, that sadness that's associated with regret, that sadness with disappointment, sadness with... you know, that constant questioning around what is it, how does it work, why am I feeling this way? So what you've done is you've been given tools where you're getting down to that rock bottom, and I honestly would believe that. And I would say to yourself, you know, I am down at the bottom scraping that barrel, and I'm going to clean that puppy out, and I'm going to do what needs to, and it can only go up from here. And I really do believe that.
Oh, I trust you. I love you so much. You have—I mean, you got me to date to you know, with the therapy, the EMDR, to this phenomenal therapist, an amazing therapist.
Yeah.
You know, is open to me telling him about psychics. And yesterday he said, "Yes, please research this because I don't have time, and you're great at researching." And he said, "You know, the psychics have given you some amazing messages." So. God bless
well,
you, and he's just going to, you have just helped him so much, and I think saved so much time.
Well,
and
thank you. Oh.
Oh, God bless you. He is just going to be so grateful.
He's an amazing person. Yes. Oh, absolutely. And again, you know, just it doesn't feel like it has to be a long time. I understand why doctors do what they do with the long-term therapy, because really they're not sure what they're working with now. But if we could just give him that boost that he needs, then I think it's going to help a lot.
Well, he's going to respect very much that you're open to the prednisone, and also, I mean, all the information. He's just he's going to be so grateful, and I am too.
Well, thank you, my love. You have a wonderful...
I love you so much. God bless you.
I love you, too.
You really
are. Well,
thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. All right, so please do know that I am taking your calls, just like Pat called me. And, you know, we have these love-ins, and we share this information and everything. So if you do have a call, I'm going to go on a quick commercial break, but call me at 877-230-3062. I'm going to be right back to talk more about antioxidants and how they're able to help you. I'm going to be debunking some of the myths that we have around antioxidants, and then also some of the suggestions of the type of foods that we know in research really give you that high-level, easily assimilated, good usage of antioxidants and all the different foods that you can eat. And I'm actually going to give them to you from the highest impact to the lowest impact, which is still darn good. So please stay tuned. I'll be right back.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Welcome back, and if you're just joining me today, I'm discussing antioxidants, and I'm looking at some of the marketing myths that have been created around them, and that's what I'm going to be doing in this segment, is I'm going to actually be debunking some of the myths that we have around antioxidants, and then I am going to be sharing a laundry list of the different types of foods that are high, fruits and vegetables and foods that are high in antioxidants that we know from research gives you that support that is needed in a very, very healthy way. And you're going to hear me say over and over again, as close to nature as possible. Also, I want to let you know that I am taking your calls. So if you have a question for me about your health, you can call me at 877-230-3062. And then international callers, dial your international calling code. And then also 877-230-3062. Let's do it again. 877-230-3062. Also wanted to let you know that I just posted for purchase on my website, www.ritberger.com, the four-part course on my Light of the Body online series that I just did. Each course actually looks at a different aspect of the light body, also referred to as the aura or the energy body, and it provides an in-depth look of who you are in your purest form. One of the things to remember is that as a medical intuitive, it's that light body that I'm actually connecting with in order to be able to get the information to share with you not only what's happening in your physical body, but also what's happening at an energetic, psychological, meaning mindful, and also emotional standpoint. And to remember that that light body is actually rich in biological and biographical information. And what it does is it actually serves as a very highly sophisticated electro-vibrational communication network, which allows the mind, the body, and the soul to be able to dialogue with each other. So when I actually access that energy body, that light body, to be able to gather information in the reading itself, then what I do from a biological standpoint, it not only lets me come in and to access where your body is at that moment in time, but it also can give me the indicators and the markers energetically of any kind of biological predisposition, family, heredity, as I'm talking about, or genetics, to the predisposition to specific illnesses or to those areas of the body, the organs, glands, and cells that are going to actually be potentially something that could manifest that illness. So again, biological information, where your body is, how your organs and glands are functioning, and then that biographical literally is the story of your life. So what I talk about in the light of the body process is I not only talk about the light body and its components, looking at it from an energetic standpoint, but also a psychological standpoint and the impact personality has on that mental aspect of who you are, but also the mental part. But as a diagnostic tool, the light body provides an instantaneous feedback system on what's happening in the physical body, as well as it will actually reveal where in the physical body I have energy congestion, depletions, protrusions, and blockages. And unlike the physical body that actually will throw up symptoms randomly, not necessarily even letting us know what the origin site is, the light body will actually reveal the origin site of where the anomaly or the breakdown malfunction occurred in the physical body, and it will actually map it, which I also talk about in this four-part course when I look at chakras and the chakras' job in the as a component of the light body. And then the real gift of understanding the light body is that it can reveal what we need to do in order to restore good health back into the body. Now, one of the things that I wanted to do through this course is to give you enough information on the light body itself so you could really become your own energetic diagnostician, and to be able to learn to see yourself as an energy being first and a physical being second, and being able to learn how to access that light being, that energy part of who you are, because again, the richness, the clarity in the type of information that it can restore. So if you'd actually like to learn more about this course, and you'd even like to listen to brief excerpts of each of the four classes, again, just go to my website, Ritberger, RITBERGER.com. Click on the moving slide at the top of the homepage that says the light body. Each of the classes are 90 minutes long, and it also includes a very detailed printable PDF workbook that you can use to be able to follow along with what you're hearing in an auditory and that auditory download, and then also to capture your notes. And then if you like what you hear, then what you can do is purchase it by adding it to your cart, paying for it, and then it will immediately be available for you as download. By being able to do this as an on-demand, then what you're able to do is you're able to listen to it anytime, any day, any night, and then re-listen to it over and over again to be able to get the information that you're looking for. So let me jump in real quick. I do have some callers looking forward to taking their calls. Also, let me talk a little bit very quickly about some of the myths that we have around antioxidants. And the first myth is that all antioxidants are created equal. Well, the truth of the matter is that there's different antioxidants that actually fight different free radicals. So there's actually a defense network that your body has that it needs specific antioxidants to fight those free radicals. And even though each antioxidant really does have a different job in the foods that I'm going to be sharing with you, what they do is, because of the different free radicals and the way that they're produced, a variety of antioxidants is going to be very important. So they can work together and create kind of this defense mechanism to be able to help the body do what it needs to. So let me explain. For example, vitamin C actually recycles vitamin E. Then once vitamin E, the molecule of vitamin E, neutralizes the free radical, then vitamin C comes back and converts that vitamin E back into an antioxidant. So what it does is it allows both the vitamin C, because it is very effective antioxidant for fighting specific kind of free radicals. Vitamin E is also an antioxidant fighting very specific free radicals. So the vitamin C actually helps vitamin E become more effective in fighting its free radicals. And then what the vitamin C does is goes back and supports the vitamin E to go back into that antioxidant molecule and then ready to take on the next free radical that matches it vibrationally and the way that it's designed. So when we look at that, the free radicals, they're not all created equal. They each fight their own area of free radicals, but what they do is in combination is they create a tremendous defense network that allows the body to remain healthy. Myth number two, antioxidants are all vitamins. Well, the truth is that there are thousands of antioxidants and really relatively few of them are actual vitamins. Some are actual minerals and then others are actual enzymes, which are protein molecules that facilitate the chemical reaction necessary for the cells to function properly. I mentioned vitamin C and vitamin E as being very important antioxidants. That is true. And then also we have the minerals such as selenium and zinc. And then what we also find is that the color pigments that are found in orange fruits and vegetables, all of those are known for their antioxidant abilities. So while we have a lot of antioxidants, we don't necessarily have a lot of vitamins that are associated with antioxidants. Also, we find that we have minerals and some of the color pigmentation as well. Myth number three, you only get antioxidants from superfoods such as pomegranates and berries. Well, the truth of the matter is that all fruits are superfoods and that there isn't really, the issue is that there really isn't a scientific regulatory definition that delineates one superfood from the other. Each fruit or vegetable has a unique combination of healthy compounds, including antioxidants. Now, it's true that some foods, fruits and vegetables, have a higher quality or quantity of antioxidants, but it doesn't mean that there are really specific ones that are really the highest. So each one serves a purpose. By us only eating the fruits and vegetables that are billed as super, what we're really doing is we're actually shortchanging our health by skipping those combination of nutrients that happens to be available in other fruits and vegetables. So what I always suggest is when we're looking at using antioxidants to support the body, what we want to do is we want to look at that rainbow diet. As I was talking with Pat, the caller in my first segment, is a rainbow diet of colorful fruits and vegetables to ensure that we're not only giving our bodies the antioxidants it needs to be able to fight the free radicals, but we're actually giving the mitochondria the nutrients that it needs, the mineral that it needs, in order for it to be able to function properly, stay healthy, and then to create the energy that in the cells and in the body so we'll be able to get the balance that our body needs. Myth number four, it's best to get your antioxidants by taking supplements. So please, I'm not anti-supplements, but the truth is that really we are better off when we're looking at antioxidants and we're looking at even vitamin C and we're looking at vitamin E, that if we can go in and we can focus on food, that would be better. Overall, clinical trials have shown that antioxidant nutrients found in supplements really don't have that high of a promising result. It doesn't mean that they don't work. It just means that a lot of times in the capsulation process or the way that the vitamin is processed in order to be able to be manufactured is that it loses a lot of its quality. And then what we find is that the body gets some nutrient out of an antioxidants out of the supplements, but not all that's available if we eat natural fruits and vegetables. One of the other things is that these trials also showed that it's really easy to get too much supplementation, and that too much supplementation can actually cause harm to the physical body. For example, too much selenium, which is 200 micrograms a day, has been linked to higher increases of reoccurrence of non-melanoma skin cancers in people who previously suffer from skin cancer. So again, broken record, but I need to keep saying it, is the best way to get the antioxidants is for us to be able to eat as close to nature as possible. I would like to jump in now and let's take Raya. Hi, Raya, line one. How are you, sweetie?
I'm very well.
Good. You have a question for me.
No, I'm not very well. I was going to say,
my goodness, honey. Well, thank you for pointing that out before I had to figure out how to politically correctly say to you, okay, so
yeah,
what's really going on?
Right. I'm so happy to talk to you. That's where I feel good.
Well, thank you for that. I really appreciate that.
Okay. But, Carol, I got a flu in February. I was sick for 2 weeks, and then I went off on a trip for a couple of weeks. I came back and got sick again for a couple of weeks, including laryngitis. got rid of that, had company for 2 weeks, and now my throat is sore and I'm fighting it again.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the things that makes this strain of flu this year different than what we've had before. Relapse is not uncommon. Even if we do all the things, a lot of rest, you know, we take all the over-the-counter to help us get through the day so we think we're going to live. We try to eat the way that we need to and everything else. There is a consistent pattern, right, with this particular flu that there is a reoccurrence. The best thing that you can do, and the sore throat is one of the first indicators to let you know that this is the same common strain of virus that you're working with. And it isn't so much, honey, that you picked it up again. It just means that it subsided, but it really wasn't completely gone.
Yeah.
So what the sore throat is telling you is, oh, it's coming back. The best thing that we found and as I've been following the research on this particular year's strain, the best thing we can do is rest it to death.
Oh, okay.
And what that means is, of course, we can eat more antioxidants, you know, eating the fruits and vegetables, the broth. One of the things from my friends who are alternative practitioners said that ginger root is one of the best things that we can do. Have a ginger root tea if you want honey, if you don't have a bee pollen, doesn't feel like you have a bee pollen allergy. Honey is another good thing that's for it. And then also cinnamon. Those are the three things that seem from an alternative standpoint to have the most impact on being able to support the immune system, quell the inflammation, and stop the process.
Okay, I have a little question about I was told that I'm sensitive to cinnamon. Do you pick up on that, or maybe that subsided now?
Oh, golly, I did not. So let me go in to make sure I just wasn't rambling on, sharing the things on it. You know, I don't mean to discredit who told you that, and the fact the word was sensitive means that we don't have an intolerance. But golly, I'm not picking that up very honestly, sweetie.
That's fine, because I've stayed completely away from it since last summer, so maybe I've just, you know, maybe it's changed.
Yeah, what I would do is, having said that, I mean, honor, because the other person was picking up something. One of the things is, if you're going to do cinnamon, why don't you see if maybe some a cinnamon stick or something, break it, use it every other day, not doing cinnamon capsules. It may be something with that. But right now, I didn't pick up anything as I was kind of meandering through that laundry list that was an indicator.
Okay, that's great.
Yep.
And I really appreciate the topic of your show today, because last summer I saw a naturopath, and he does a supplement route. So I've been taking enormous quantities for me of supplements for 6 months, 8 months now. And I just sort of quit, and I wondered if they have actually weakened my system.
In your particular case, I went in and touched that, as you were saying to me. I really don't feel in your case, honey, they weakened your system, but I think that they kind of clogged your system.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is, I think that they caused your liver to have to work overtime. Your lymph system feels sluggish.
Okay.
So, and what I think that it is, it was the combination and the quantity. I think it just overwhelmed that waste management clear, you know, that clearing that the body's designed to do. And as a result, it may be that this particular flu strain that you're dealing with is lingering because there was that kind of congestion. And think of it more as a congestion and not really doing harm. But we just need to get rid of the congestion, and we can do that antioxidants. But also looking at the supplements. And, you know, you feel very skilled at muscle testing yourself. Is that true, sweetie?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I can tell you that there are three that you've been taking. If you were to put one of them at a time in your hand, they're going to drain you of energy. I can pick it up, put it in your right hand, and I can feel your right arm get weak. So that's one of the things you can do, your own muscle testing to know. And if you don't feel that immediate reaction of being weak, then put it in a pocket, hold it for a little bit longer, maybe 15, 20 minutes, a half a hour, something like that, and then you're going to know whether you can take it. But I think going back to as close to nature right now would be really beneficial.
That's what I've been thinking, and thank you for that confirmation. I really appreciate it.
Well, you are welcome. You are welcome also. I was thinking I probably needed to give you one last nag about the standpoint that, you know, we probably need to just kind of rest.
I will work that into my schedule.
Well, all I can say very lovingly is that, sweetie, you will be forced to work it into your schedule. And you know what? Get a good book, get a good movie, get a good something, and just kind of enjoy some of that creative, active downtime, but not down with the flu. So anyway.
I will. Right. I'll be better than I have been.
Thanks. I didn't mean to nag, but yes, I did too. So we'll lighten up to you.
I appreciate having a nag bossing me around. That's, it helps me out.
Well, very good. So
you
have a wonderful day, honey.
Thanks.
Oh, you are so welcome.
Okay,
so let's see. Let me go through. I've got another caller. I'm going to see if I can fit the caller on. But what I want to do is I want to jump in and look at another myth that I think is really, really important that I kind of started the show off, and then I'll see if I can get to that caller, is that the myth is that packaged foods that are labeled with the promised antioxidant benefits are going to actually boost your health is probably something that I encourage you to read that label and to rethink. The truth is just because a food label claims to be rich in antioxidants, it doesn't necessarily mean it. And what I mean by that is, unfortunately, the antioxidants, again, is a very loose term, and some of the manufacturers are adding antioxidants such as vitamin C or vitamin E in hopes of this boosting their sales. But what occurs over the course of time in being able to actually put the antioxidant in to keep it to maintain its integrity, the processing of the food itself actually changes the dynamics of the antioxidant. And then we have to also look at the things, look at the sugar content, and you know, look at protein, and protein is good, but just look at the ingredients and read that ingredients list, and if the first things are processed flour or their sugar in the first three or four items, that probably isn't the best way for you to get your antioxidants. And so I wanted to share an example, is that take a product such as a health bar that really boast about containing dark chocolate and almonds. Of course, dark chocolate and almonds are very rich in antioxidants, and it does make it antioxidant rich. But the problem is that what happens in this particular bar is, while there's a small percentage of daily requirement of antioxidants, it also could have gluten, it could have sugar, and we have to look at fat. And the reason for that is the metabolizing of gluten, sugar, and fat in the human body increases the free radicals. So the product may very well have that ability to be able to really supply some antioxidants, but in the overall scheme of things, it's not going to be able to supply the quantity of antioxidants that's really needed to manage the free radicals that those three specific things increase significantly in the human body. And also, when the free radicals increase in the human body, then what we end up is we end up with inflammation, and that is part of that kind of toxic overflow when I gave the visualization, the metaphor of the mitochondria being the factory, and when those mitochondria don't work well, then what we get is we get that toxic buildup. So actually, if we're going to really be looking at this particular case with this health bar, and we want to look at it from really getting the antioxidants that the physical body needs, then what we want to do is we would be better off eating an ounce of dry roasted almonds and then an ounce of dark chocolate with over 70% or more of cacao content. Now, I want to share very quickly a partial list of the foods that are high in antioxidants. We know in research that these are the highest to the lowest, but even the lowest is good. Cranberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, red grapes, pomegranates, orange, mangoes, papaya. Now we want to look at artichokes. Even though they're a different form, we don't necessarily think of them in maybe that vegetable group very high. Also kale, spinach, broccoli, green pepper, carrots, tomatoes, even that russet potato that is supposed to spike the glycemic index, as we get down the list, has a high level of antioxidants. Of course, not as much as cranberries, garlic, small red beans, red kidney beans, pecans, walnuts, hazelnuts, green tea, spices, cinnamon, and oregano, and specific. So you can see that when we're looking at really wanting to be able to help the body in a way that we can give it the antioxidants, those molecules that are designed to fight the oxidation of free radicals, that comes down to being able to manage heart disease. It comes down to being able to support the immune system. It actually works very positively in fighting diabetes. So, and of course, cancer itself. So very, very important to really look at as close to nature, as pesticide-free as possible, and every day is to get those fruits and vegetables that you need. Thank you so much for joining me again. It's always a pleasure to share this information and all the information. Send me an idea if you have a show that you would like me to focus on, and that you can listen to the show again in the archives on my radio archive page on www.ritberger.com. Have a great week, and I'll see you on the radio.